Sergeant Stephen Saunders is with the Cincinnati Police Department's Community Liaison Office. He says most downtown streets will remain open throughout the day and evening on Sunday, but there will be some exceptions.
Closures include the Clayway Valley Bridge, Suspension Bridge, the Purple People Bridge, and the Taylor Southgate Bridge. They'll all close at 6 p.m. to vehicles and pedestrians. The streets in Mount Adams will be closed at 6 p.m. The Daniel Carter Beard Bridge, that's basically the I-471 bridge, will close at 8 p.m. The 3rd Street exits from westbound Columbia Parkway and southbound I-71 will close at 9 p.m.
What things can people who go down to the riverfront on the Cincinnati side not bring in?
Well, the things you're not allowed to bring in, you're not allowed to bring in alcohol beverages. You can't bring any alcohol into the event whatsoever. No weapons of any type. Wheeled items such as skateboards, bicycles, scooters, rollerblades, etc., you cannot have those inside the event area as well. Large items such as grills, a couch, other household furniture, nothing of that nature can be brought in. No pets inside the event area, no coolers, and no liquids. And we will have people, volunteers will be at the entry points into the event area that will screen for those types of things and make people aware of what they can bring and what they can't. You can bring blankets and set them up in the area. Blankets can be placed after 6 a.m. on Saturday. And the parking actually opens on 6 a.m. on Sunday. You can bring in a radio. Chairs are allowed inside designated areas.
Access to the Cincinnati riverfront will be limited to pedestrians. 3rd Street and all streets north of 3rd Street will be open. But after 11 a.m. on Sunday, on-street parking will not be allowed in any part of downtown south of Court Street. To find out about Riverfest closures and rules on the Covington side of the river, I talk with Police Chief Spike Jones.
Our impact area and restricted access areas downtown in Covington are north of 4th Street. They include DeVue Park, Dries Pavilion, the Kenton Hills neighborhood, the Bluffs condominiums, as well as historic Licking Riverside neighborhood that's north of 4th Street and east of Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue will remain open to allow access to public parking lots and garages until they are full or 6 p.m., whichever occurs first.
If someone's planning to come to the Covington Riverfront to watch the fireworks, what kinds of things can they and can they not bring into the area with them?
Covington is an alcohol-free zone, and it's also alcohol-free in public places in the impact area. So we encourage anyone wishing to bring alcohol to a private party must have it into the restricted area before 6 p.m.
Are there any other items that people are forbidden to bring into the area?
Sure are. No glass containers, no bicycles, rollerblades, or roller skates, no skateboards. No pets are permitted in the area.
In Newport, the following streets will close to traffic at 8 a.m. on Sunday. Riverboat Row, Columbia Street below 4th Street, 3rd Street westbound from York Street, and 3rd Street between York and Columbia. Cowan's Drive, the I-471 Route 8 exit ramps, Monmouth Street from 3rd Street to 11th Street, and 10th Street between Saratoga and York will all close at 7:30 p.m. I'm Steve Hirschberg.